What's the worst gift you've ever received? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let's get into it with Jackie. What was it for you, Jackie, the worst gift?
It wasn't all just the gift, but it was how it was given. So I had a boyfriend in college that I watched the movie Happy Feet with once. And after we watched the movie, I was like, it was all right. Like, it was kind of cute. And then for my birthday, like a couple months later, he was like hyping up this great gift. He was like, I got you the best gift for your birthday. Best gift ever. And I get in the car with him after he picks me up, and he hands me, not wrapped, nothing, Happy Feet on DVD. And then I found out that he had bought it at the Starbucks on his way to come pick me up.
What?
And I found out by finding the receipt in the car.
Did he think you genuinely were going to be so excited, or was it like a joke?
No, he genuinely thought he had gotten me like the best gift on the planet. So and I'm sitting here like, I didn't even like the movie.
What do you got against Happy Feet? Man, ungrateful women out there today. No, I'm just kidding with you.
I don't hate it. It just wasn't like my favorite movie ever. And he was like hyping it up like the present he got me was going to be the greatest thing on the planet.
Now, see, if a guy gave me the gift, the great, wonderful gift of Minions on DVD, I might weep with joy.
Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so remember like 2 years ago there was that book that was made into a movie about two friends that later fell in love?
One day?
I don't really read books, but sure.
Well, it was made into a movie. Well,
is it called One Day? It's an English book?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it. I own it.
Dang. Oh, you do? Okay, then Alex, you can help us out with this one. So what happened with this book that turned into a movie?
Well, I had just had a baby with my now fiance, and my good friend who I've been friends with since kindergarten, who is a guy, gave me this book as he is trying to encroach into my family.
What?
Yes. Talk about awkward.
Weird. So you were like always under the impression that you guys were just friends, and then he was trying to be more than that randomly?
Yeah, well, we dated like in middle school.
Oh, so then you had a serious relationship in the past.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was so serious. But we're talking 10-year friendship, over 10-year friendship. And then I'm in a committed relationship. I have a baby. And he's just like, hey, we should be more than friends.
Wow. Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Are you ready for mine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about it. Alex, what about you? What's the worst gift you ever received?
You're not going to believe that it's real.
Well, some of the stuff I've heard from you, it probably is real.
So it was a clear Christmas ornament. So you can see through it.
Yeah. Like almost glass-like. Yeah, just clear.
And it was filled with body hair that someone had shaved off.
Like pubes?
Could have been pubes, could have been back hair, but it was definitely wiry, and it was a huge pile of it. The whole ornament was filled with this body hair.
Knowing your sense of humor, you were in love then, right?
Yeah, you put that on the top of the tree.
Yeah, it hangs on my Christmas tree every year.
Was this a guy that you were in a relationship with, or just a random gift you received?
It was a random gift I received from a stranger.
Dang, that's weird and awkward. 317-239-1009. Alice is on the Joe and Alex Show. What's that gift you got? You're like, oh, this is the worst.
Okay, so I love my grandmother, rest her soul. She used to give all her grandkids, which she had like 30-something grandkids, all of us would get JCPenney gifts. What are they called?
Gift certificates.
Yes, the paper ones. Hated JCPenney's. Love it now. But hated it then, you know, like, she was the grandma that would just, you know, send everybody socks for Christmas because she had so many grandkids. But then she started, you know, like, getting better and giving us actual gift receipts, gift certificates. But we all hated JCPenney's. So we would go in and buy, like, a lip gloss and then get money back. You can't do that with gift cards anymore.
That was your little scheme back in the day.
That's right, honey. Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right, homie. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Live the web, girl.
Katie said, my mom gave me a Shrek Chia pet for my 18th birthday. She honestly thought I would like it. And she put the picture of it with it. Please go on our Twitter and look at it. It's hilarious.
Chia. Alex, aren't you trying to like have plants at your new place?
I am. I bought some, what are those things called? Succulents.
That sounds like a nice dinner option right
there.
And
then one plant called Baby's Tears because I thought it sounded like Halloween-y.
They haven't died yet?
Haven't died yet.
Ooh, we're almost to a week now. All right, I think I know what I get you for Christmas now. A little chia. I'll get you like a special political one or something
SpongeBob.
Like that. There you go.